Miller Clock Service, how may I help you?
What's going on there today? Gavin from RDI Diamonds. Is this Jackie?
This is.
Wonderful. Now, Jackie, it's not the normal call as usual, okay? I was doing some Googling.
Okay.
And I got to ask, right? I was looking at you guys' photos.
Okay.
How many actual clocks are on the walls and set up in that store?
Oh, it's starting to get empty now.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. From where I can see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I see 18, 19 from here, but then there's a big block on the other side. I can't see the rest of the wall.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, but part, you know, the top upper half is empty.
Yeah, okay. I'm just thinking to myself, like, what happens when they all just start going off?
Oh, they're not set to the exact time for
okay.
that purpose.
Gotcha. I'm just like, that has to be insane.
Yeah, and then we've got mantle ones as well. So, yeah, they're not set to the correct time. This way they're not going all off at the same time.
Okay. All right. You guys thought about
I'm
that.
I'm so used to them, I guess I don't always hear them. And then every time I'm like, oh, which one is that one? That one sounds so cool. Yeah.
No, exactly. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. No, that's pretty cool.
I had to ask. I had to. Cause I'm just like, wait a minute. I've been talking about jewelry this whole time. Scratch that. I'm talking about these clocks going on over there.
Yeah, I know. We've been selling quite a few. We're just waiting for the next shipment to come in. And
there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now, you won't believe this, how my night ended last night. So, I have a 7-year-old little girl and a 2.5-year-old little boy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
My son last night, while I'm on my way to the gym, right? So, it's, you know, I got the wife and the kids. They're chilling at home. It's bedtime, right? So I'm on my way to the gym, about 10 minutes up the road. I get a phone call from my wife. She's panicking, frantic. She's like, Saint just swallowed a quarter. I'm like, what? And you're calling me? How about call 911?
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that's how my night ended up last night.
Wow.
The emergencies.
Oh, goodness.
So I got to see what a quarter looks like inside of a human body for the first time. That's pretty fascinating.
Not that you really want to, but yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty fascinating to see. And then on top of that, the doctors are like, all right, well, guess what you guys are tasked with for the rest of the week? Being Inspector Poop. Yeah, so it's been great.
Oh, my gosh, what an adventure you're on.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, so it's been a fun, like, little, 36 hours or so, if you will. Yeah.
Well, who says life is boring? Come on.
Exactly. There's always something exciting going on somewhere. You just got to find it, right?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, man. Now, just a little pivot, though, as far as, like, the jewelry for you guys. So how's that stuff been moving after coming off of Mother's Day weekend and stuff?
I guess she doesn't have anything like high end. It's just she has more of the, I don't know.
Like estate type pieces?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, not really. I know we have some sterling silver, like charms and bracelets and chains.
Yep.
But, most of it, the little bit that we have is just kind of, just kind of like, I wouldn't say high-end, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, exactly.
We sell more of the gifty type stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And I know, just probably on occasion she needs, just through people she knows, I'm thinking. I don't know. I don't work that end of it. Sorry, I'm just on the sales floor.
No, I hear you. Because the biggest thing, right, is because when I look at, like, the dates of what we did in the past, it's like there's a frequent of jewelry going on at that store, right, from, like, 08 till as of 2024. So there's, over the years, it's definitely been, you guys have been selling jewelry, not tons, right, but just a little here, a little bit there, right? So.
Yeah, I've only been here for 4 years. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't really seen... When they were more into the, higher end, I think that was with her grandfather because he was a jeweler.
Ah, that makes sense.
He was a jeweler. and clockmaker, and then his son is a watchmaker, and he works on clocks, and then his daughter would be my boss. She's the one that runs the gift shop.
Okay, and then so
And she does engraving too.
that would be Letty, right?
Yes, that's the
Okay.
gal you know, yep.
Yep. And then Jeff would be the new big boss, right?
Yeah, that's her father, yep.
Good to know. Just trying to get a sense of the lay of the land there a little bit, because I didn't know
Yeah.
that the connections there, but I didn't know there those.
Family run
That's
business.
right. I mean, we're family ran as well, actually, if you didn't know. So that's
Oh,
super cool.
cool. That's
Yep.
awesome.
Yep. So we're actually a pretty small. It's like a small but large team, right? Right.
Okay.
So yes, because we're stretched between our main headquarters office here in Rochester, New York, but then we obviously have our other office in Diamond District as well. Right, so
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
that's neat. Yeah. Yeah, so
But
I don't handle the big deals here. I just kinda help the people purchase things.
there you go. There you go. Which is, I mean, there's so many different things you guys have, so I mean, like the knowledge that you might
Yep.
have across the board there could be very, very useful.
Right. Yeah.
Especially
Yeah,
Look at
so
someone who comes in for like they're looking at a clock, and the next thing you know, they're looking at like some gift bag items, right? Like the little
Yep.
glassware that you guys have, things like that too, right? So
Yes.
those
Oh, I
are
didn't realize
everything.
you had a gift shop in here. I thought you just sold clocks.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said before, like I've been calling for jewelry, and I look at you guys on Google here, and there's nothing but clocks. So I'm just like, I've been talking about the wrong thing this whole time.
Well, if you got some clocks to sell.
I wish I'd send them your way. Oh my goodness. But no, your store looks awesome though. It looks awesome. Even with all the clocks, I like how you guys have it just like still nice and organized still, you know?
Yep.
It's hard to do that. So most stores would be like dust everywhere with all that stuff, right? So
Oh, sure. Oh, I try to take care of the sales floor.
Well, that's good. That's good. That means you actually care.
Yeah, well, I do. Yeah, I do, because if I see it, I figure the customer can see it, so I'm cleaning. I like to rearrange and keep things, tidy.
Exactly. That was like probably my. They never asked when I worked at Kay's to do that, but that was like half of what I did just because it'd be slow and I'd be bored. So I was like, I got to do something. Let me just clean the case up, rearrange things, right? So yeah, that was my big thing. But I won't hold you up too much longer there, Jackie. It is always a pleasure speaking with you. It was definitely
You
a fun
too.
time.
Yeah.
You have a great rest of your week, and you never know. Someone might actually, instead of walking in for a clock, they might be walking in for a diamond, right?
That's right.
Never know.
Well, thanks for keeping up with us.
Of course, of course. It was a pleasure. You have a good one, okay?
You too. Yep. Bye.
See ya.